The idea of having to teach kids how to play outside leaves Anita Caldwell, a teacher at Calvary Preschool in Pittsford, Vermont, dumbfounded.
You just kind of take for granted that kids go, yeah, I want to go outside and play. But then you recognize when I talk to them, they don't. They spend their day with a large screen TV and some snacks.
Fellow teacher Laura Peterson nods.
When I was growing up, shoo out the door in the morning, and you play outside until the streetlights come on at night.
But it's different today, she says. With many parents working, it's often easier for them to have their kids play inside with a video game or the television. Peterson says an early childhood education class got her thinking about ways to incorporate more activity into their school day. She began to research playground equipment and found many experts touting the benefits of back-to-nature, unstructured play. Calvary Preschool is located near a series of wooded trails, so Peterson approached her colleagues, and together they revised their 3-day teaching schedule so that every Friday is hike day.
Are we going on a hike today?
You betcha, we are.
Where are we going? Where are we going to go?
Teacher Joanne Pye says 15 kids come to the morning session, while another 15 attend in the afternoon.
Fridays we are only inside for half an hour to kind of gather together. We meet, we talk about what the hike is for the day, and then they pack their backpacks and we head out the door, no matter what the weather. All right, boys and girls, eyes up here, please. We're going to go outside. We're going to meet at the picnic table, and then we'll tell you what route we're taking for today, okay?
Pye says she's seen dramatic changes in the kids because of their weekly hike day.
At the beginning of the year, It seemed like, oh, I'm getting tired. This is too long. When are we going back to school? And now, on Monday mornings, they come and say, is this hike day? So it's changed completely.
Teacher Laura Peterson says kids today are more used to structured play, where they have to follow rules, listen to a coach, or play on specific equipment. So she says their first big challenge was getting the kids to freely explore the things along the trail.
Then we started to go off the trail into the woods, and the kids were floored. They had no idea what to do. They said, wow, look at all these trees. Let's play. They kind of look at me, what are you talking about? So we had to show them how to walk on trees and how to swing off of them onto other branches and little holes underneath that you can play in.
Halfway along the hike, teacher Joanne Pye stops near a huge boulder. Within seconds, the kids are climbing all over it like ants on honey.
The first time that we visited this rock last fall, there were maybe one or two children out of 15 that knew how to climb up this. One or two. And we helped them. We showed them how to put your foot, how to put your hands. And you notice today, there was no hesitation. Every single one of them, blip, 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 right to the top.
For over 2 hours, the 4- and 5-year-olds are a blur of constant motion. They ooh and ah over unfamiliar animal tracks and wildflowers. Pye says the fact that the kids are more active and healthy is only one of the benefits of spending so much time outside.
Research shows that if they are exposed to the outdoors between the ages of 1 and 6 years old, they're going to love the outdoors. They're going to want more of it. And then hopefully they'll become responsible for their environment.
At a time when many schools have cut back on their physical education programs, Calvary's weekly hike day is unique. Teacher Laura Peterson says they got their inspiration from a teaching method that originated in Germany in the 1960s. Preschoolers who attend these so-called forest kindergartens spend all their time learning outside from nature. While a handful of U.S. schools have incorporated this type of teaching method, Peterson felt it was a bit too drastic a change for their public preschool. One day a week outside probably isn't enough, she says. But as she watches her students run through the woods, she smiles and says it's a good start. For VOA News, I'm Nina Keck in Pittsford, Vermont.
Here she comes. Woo! Nice one. Did it get bumpy?